Yes, yes, yes. Yes, Good Friday, Good Friday. Now we've given the acknowledgments, thank yous. We've heard words 1 through 6. Now I don't have the eloquence or the props of Sister Gloria. I don't have the passion or emotion of Sister Sean. I don't have the candor or honesty of Brother Maurice. The spontaneity and vocal ability of Brother Marcus. I certainly don't have the heart or creativity of the Weeping Prophet. And I can't match the shout, praise, and imagination of Minister Darlene. So we're going to see what we can do with this seventh word. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. We're going to start at Luke 23:44. And we're going to journey through this. Luke 23:44, the NIV reads, "It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon, for the sun had stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, 'Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.' And when he had said this, he breathed his last. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." This seventh word, the last phrase of the man, Christ Jesus. I say the last words of the man, Christ Jesus. I say that because our Lord's experience in manhood was then over after 33 short years. He came, he saw, he taught, he conquered, he went home. And one day, he will return again. What our Lord Jesus said here as he was hung on that cross was actually a quote from Psalm 31, verse 5 to be exact. If we had time, I could go into the psalm and we could explore this prophetic relevance and why these words were chosen by Christ. But y'all been here for a while. And you heard from these deacons and ministers of the gospel. So with the time we have left, let me see if I can quickly give you 4 truths of a committed spirit in the hands of a faithful Father. A committed spirit in the hands of a faithful Father. Let's pray. Lord, I don't have much time, so you're going to have to make this good. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Now, first understanding in a committed spirit in the hands of a faithful Father, we can look to verses 44 and 45 in this 23rd chapter of Luke. They read, "It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon, for the sun stopped shining." Now, from this, we understand a committed spirit in the hands of a faithful Father has no fear in dark days. Jesus said, in this world, right, we will have trouble. But he's overcome. the world. See, Jesus didn't promise to take us out of this fallen world with his periods of darkness. He promised to give us power to shine light into the darkness. The darkness doesn't leave, but the light that shines from within us is so powerful, so powerful. The darkness can't even compete. Even in verse 16 of Psalm 31, which Jesus quoted, I say he quoted, it says, "Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love." So a committed spirit in the hands of a faithful Father need not fear in dark days. Now going back to our text, I stopped short in verse 45. So let me pick up where we left off. Verse 45 continues, "And the curtain of the temple was torn in two." That brings us to our second truth. When you commit your spirit to the Father, the barriers that veiled and prevented access to the presence of God are torn down. The barriers that veiled and prevented access to the presence of God are torn down. See, for many of us, the vision of the riches contained in our new covenant has been obscured by the constraints of old religious constructs. Let me say that again. The vision of the riches contained in our new covenant, see, it's been obscured by the constraints of old religious constructs. See, we can't see the freedom, the deliverance, the power, the authority that we have in Christ because others have misdirected our sight to match their own blind thinking, their own lack of vision. Colossians 2:20 says this: "Since you died with Christ to the elemental spiritual forces of this world, why, as though as you still belong to the world, do you submit to its rules? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch." These rules have nothing to do with things that are all destined to perish with use. They're based on mere human commands and teachings. It says, "Such regulations indeed have an appearance of wisdom, but with their self-imposed worship, their false humility, and the harsh treatment of the body, they lack any value in restraining sensual indulgence." See, this is what happened. Man makes rules, and they call it religion. But God already made the rules, so there's no need to try and improve on them. The barrier of earthly rules and regulations have been torn. So now we are free to approach the throne of grace boldly by faith and not by worthless works. So a committed spirit has no barriers between them and their God. Now we're at verse 46. The King James Version translates this verse into these words: "And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, 'Father, into your hands I commend my spirit.' And having said thus, he gave up the ghost." That reveals our third understanding. When you commit your spirit into the hands of a faithful Father, you can give up and let go of what you were holding on so tightly to. It's worded that our Lord gave up the ghost or his spirit. But what was actually taking place was that Jesus let go not of his spirit, but of his body, so his spirit could return to be with the Lord. In Romans 12, Paul instructs us to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, in a spiritual act of worship. A body has limitations in this physical world that hinders our spiritual potential. So our mindset is to give up our bodies as a sacrifice on an altar. Jesus, our great high priest, his altar was the cross, and his sacrifice was the body provided for his mission. He struggled with that body of flesh in the garden hours before this great sacrifice to complete the work he was sent to do. But now he could let go. And in the spirit of Christ, we can offer our bodies as a living sacrifice and cry, consume me, Lord. Burn me up. So there's no more me, only Jesus. So when you commit your spirit into the hands of a faithful Father, you can give up and let go of that which you were holding on to. Now we just heard Minister Darlene, it is finished. Jesus said, it is finished. Then he committed his spirit to the Lord. Then he breathed his last breath. Yes, let me close with this last point, taken from our Lord's example. Now, when you've done all that you can do, commit that all that you have done to the Lord, and let that be your last action. Amen.